Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We bring in now Bill Lindsay from the NHL Network, a former NHL player, of course, as well. And the NHL Network is airing live coverage before and after every Stanley Cup playoff game. You can see Bill on NHL Now and NHL Tonight beginning at 3:30 Central Time today. What's happening this morning?
How you doing, guys? Everything good?
Oh, yeah, we're good. I think a lot of people in this town are feeling a whole lot better than they were this time on Wednesday morning. That's for sure. How was Nashville?
Yeah, excellent game.
Yep. How was Nashville able to clog up the neutral zone and kind of keep the Jets from speeding through there like they've been able to do through the first three games of this series?
Peter Laviolette deserves a ton of credit for what happened last night. He had that 3-0 lead in game number three. You'd squander it. They came storming back by the Jets. All of a sudden, you get that lead by Hartman, get the power play goal by Subban, and then all of a sudden, we went back to the 90s, the New Jersey Devils in the trap.
Yeah.
And you don't see it a lot. Teams have it. You'll see it in the last 5 minutes a game sometimes, but it was played exclusively by the Devils in the 90s. I played it with the Panthers. We went to a Stanley Cup final. It's an effective way to shut down the middle of the ice. You just don't see it a lot. And after you got that 2-0 lead, Peter Laviolette went to it, and it's an effective way to clog up the neutral zone, frustrate the Winnipeg Jets, the dump-ins, it was there, and it's one way for your team to stay disciplined. But I think Peter Laviolette, the in-game adjustments, the game-to-game adjustments that he made for game number four were imperative, because that trap just simply shut down Winnipeg and allowed the Nashville Predators to win that game. Pekka Rinne was his best in the first half of the game, and then the defense just took over after that.
The defensemen haven't always been at their best in front of him in this series. What did you see that they did much better last night?
Simplified things. I thought the Predators were good in game one. I thought game number two was bad for Nashville's side, but you have enough talent that you got away with it. But there was a plethora of giveaways in that game number two. Just trying to force pucks through the middle of the ice, trying to make the passes, trying to get that offense going, that transition game. And it created a lot of turnovers and a lot of chances for Winnipeg. So I think Nashville escaping game two, that overtime victory with Fiala, was a big thing. But those things crept in. You started to see some penalties in game two. That's been a problem for the Predators. So you had the giveaways again in game three, penalties, and you're starting to self-destruct. And then Peter Laviolette just got back and simplified the game plan. And then all of a sudden your defensemen aren't trying to make those long outlet passes. It's just off the glass, let your forward skate into it, make the simple plays. So it just became an effective, simple hockey game. And I think for a quality defensive group, even though they're ultra talented, sometimes you just got to get back to the basics of hockey.
Bill, what did you think of Lavi's move to put Hartnell in for Fiala?
Hartnell, it was good. You got a big physical team on the other side. The Jets are huge. And Hartnell's not the swiftest skater, but he's a guy that's got an edge. And he played with a physical edge last night. He was excited to get back in the lineup. And that's what David Poile, the general manager, has done so well there, has added depth to that hockey club. You got options as far as matchups in series. So you bring a guy like Hartnell that has a wealth of experience, a veteran guy that knows how to get it done, that's excited to be in the playoffs. And I thought he provided a ton of energy for that club.
What do you think about the adjustments the Jets will do for this next game? What do you think they'll do?
Well, the Jets going back into Nashville, they've got to find a way to get some sustained pressure. If Nashville stays out of the penalty box and is disciplined, to me, they're the better hockey club. They're a team that's can roll those four lines. And if Nashville can play with that lead, then it's going to be tough. So Winnipeg's going to have to come out in Nashville. They're going to have to find a way to establish a forecheck, try and wear down those defensemen, create those turnovers, and try and find a lead themselves. And then get Nashville trying to chase out of their game. So I think first periods in this series are going to be absolutely paramount. Winnipeg's going to have to find a way in a tough place in Nashville to come out and just try and get that lead and try and establish a forecheck.
How good does the Nick Bonino signing look when you see what he did Bill, in the final minute, winning a couple of key faceoffs, and then going back and back-checking with the active stick of line A to knock the puck out of the zone when they were trying to tie the game?
If you look at Pittsburgh and their blueprint, what they've been able to do the last couple of years for Stanley Cups, the number one thing they wanted was strength down the middle. And so David Poile's gone out and got three centermen. He got Ryan Johansson. That's a big one. He centers that number one line. That was a big trade. Solidified that. Then you get Bonino in the summer, another guy that's a proven playoff veteran. Came over from the Penguins. You get Kyle Turris. Kyle Turris hasn't performed up to his standards, I don't think, in these playoffs, but still a quality centerman that even when he's not playing his best can still impact a hockey game. And you have to be strong down the middle if you want to compete. And Nashville got to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. They want to get a Stanley Cup championship. And the strength down the middle with those defensemen, you had the defensive group, now you got the strength down the middle. It's a complete hockey club, and they're a team that's thinking right now that they're on the cusp.
What about Line A? He scored in the last minute, and everybody says, okay, he's out of his slump. But I'll say he scored on a 6-on-4. So it's not like, he scored off the rush, coming in 5-on-5. But how do you look at that?
You have to have a mindset of a goal scorer. Just even watching tonight's game, just pay attention to Stamkos. He had the empty netter. He was struggling against Tampa Bay, or against Boston. If Tampa Bay wins tonight, I think Stamkos is going to have a big part of it. And that empty net goal just takes a burden off your back. Patrick Laine has not been scoring. So even though it seemed like a nothing goal, what it does for your confidence as a player, it just changes your mindset. And that might be different from the outside looking in, but for as a goal scorer, no matter whenever that puck finally gets into the back of the net, all of a sudden there's a burst of confidence. It just changes your outlook. So it might seem like a nothing goal, but it's going to be a goal that's going to energize Patrick Laine, give him some confidence. He's had some shots. So I think that's going to be a player that you're going to have to watch and pay attention to. Even though that goal didn't seem like much, I think it will give – you look at Stamkos, I think he's going to have a good game tonight, and I think Patrick Laine will be tough to deal with the rest of the way.
You talked about the defensive mindset the Preds had. You look at Ryan Hartman. Yeah, his goal was huge, obviously, in the game. But what about the block in the third period? Just sort of emblematic of how, when you want to play good team defense, you need the forwards back too, the old 5-5-5.
It was stunning. It was awesome to see Hartman get back and make that save. And if you want to play defense, you got to play in groups of five in all areas of the zone. You want to be connected. The coaches call it being connected. You can have a forward come back and do those type of things. Those are things that win you playoff series, win you playoff games, desperation plays. And you got a group of guys that are buying in Nashville, and Ryan Hartman, another guy. Like, I can't emphasize enough the moves that David Poile's made for this hockey club. He already had that strong nucleus. He's another guy that comes in and is willing to sacrifice everything.
Bill Lindsay's been our guest. By the way, before we let you go, how many players from who are born in Montana have played in the NHL? Do you have any idea? It can't be that many, is it?
Not many. Yeah, not many. I grew up on the border, so I crossed over to British Columbia and played up there for most of but there's not a lot. They have one small rink, but it was I have American parents. My mom's from Alabama, my dad's from New Mexico, and ended up there close to the border. And so I think that other than myself, I think it's limited.
Good stuff. Bill, thank you so much. Really appreciate it this morning.
All right, thanks, guys. Good luck the rest of the week.
Okay, thank you.